So the only thing that I think is certain is that it's something we're going to have to deal with, right?
Yeah.
Whether vaccinations, you know, whether they really put their foot on the gas with respect to deployment of the vaccine. We've seen executive orders already from the administration indicating that those things hopefully get a little bit more static, at least. I don't know about efficient. I don't know that you can use that word with Washington, but at least some sort of certainty with respect to how these things are going to get deployed. So I think that's what we're looking at. I think that's what the markets see. That's why you've seen the markets actually increase over the course of the last few weeks, is because I think there's some certainty coming out of D.C.
Do you expect any quick market adjustments, Dan, or any market movement?
Well, Greg, I do expect the market to move. In which direction? I think you and I could toss a coin. It's been interesting. The last couple of corrections that we've seen, the most recent one here in the first quarter of 2020, and then again at the end of 2018, boy, I tell you, those were really, really fast. How quickly the markets declined, and then subsequently how quickly they recovered. I don't know if that's necessarily the new norm, Greg, but I'll tell you, it gives us sitting in our chairs indigestion, because there's no way you can really time those. The idea is get yourself prepared from an asset allocation standpoint to weather that type of really spiky volatility.